His reputation was hurt by pushing the Iraq war, and since COVID was involved in his death, many will want to focus there. But with the passing of General Colin Powell, it's worth remembering how he lived, by serving. His plentiful service to our country started even before another war that didn't go so well. Colin Powell served in Vietnam and went from being a second lieutenant in the Army to his country's top general and top foreign envoy, and had a lot of firsts along the way. The first black national security advisor, first African-American chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and most famously became our first black secretary of state under President George W. Bush. His popularity started peaking after the U.S.'s big victory in the Gulf War, largely directed by Powell. Afterward, many people tried to recruit him to run for president. I find it interesting that our first black president could have been a Republican, but he wasn't having it. I think the more Colin Powell was around politicians and saw the fallout from their decisions, the less likely he became to run for office. Did he also foresee this great divide America's now living with? The politics of gotcha that seemed to be in every public policy conversation? Donald Trump's presidency just set the cement put in place during the highly contested 2000 presidential election, which appeared to recede after 9/11, but was firmly back in place when Colin Powell sincerely added his voice to the pitch to invade Iraq. Now, let's not let his passing divide us further. He died from complications of COVID-19, and his family says he'd been vaccinated, but Powell also had been diagnosed with a cancer that attacks plasma cells. So let's not use his death to argue that everybody needs to go back into hiding, even if they're vaccinated. And let's not use this to try to argue that the vaccines don't work, either. Let's just remember how Colin Powell lived by serving.